This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish B. Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the closing ceremony of the commemoration of the 90th year of the Reserve Bank of India at Mumbai today. The Reserve Bank of India, through its official social media handle, has informed that Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and other dignitaries will be present at the occasion. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will deliver the welcome speech. Meanwhile, President Murmu reached Mumbai last evening and was welcomed by Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. Under Operation Brahma, 50 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material carried by INS Satpura and INS Savitri were handed over in Yangon, Myanmar yesterday. The relief materials were presented by India's ambassador to Myanmar, Abhay Thakur. In a social media post, the Embassy of India in Yangon stated that with 6 Indian Air Force aircrafts and 5 Indian Navy ships, India's large-scale first responder assistance has been delivered to Yangon, Naypyitaw and Mandalay. President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament, business associations and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. This will be President Boric's first visit to India as president. During the visit, President Boric will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi this afternoon, covering the entire gamut of India-Chile relations. He will also meet with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. President Boric will also visit Agra, Mumbai and Bengaluru before returning to Chile on 5th of April. In Mumbai and Bengaluru, he will meet the political leadership, business and industry representatives, startups, innovators and tech leaders. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Minister of Foreign Affairs of Netherlands Casper Weldkamp in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that during the meeting, they discussed growing bilateral cooperation including in trade, investments, innovation, water, agriculture, health, security and people-to-people ties. He said they explored new possibilities in semiconductors, green hydrogen, education and talent flows. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke about global strategic developments and the significance of multipolarity. Mr. Weldkamp arrived in New Delhi last evening on a 2-day visit to India. It is his first official visit to India. Stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra failed to appear before Mumbai's Khar police station yesterday. In connection with a case registered against him for a jibe aimed at Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, a team of police officials went to Kamra's residence in Mahim, Mumbai to check his availability. An official stated that this was the second time Kamra had been summoned. The first notice requesting his appearance was issued last week and the comedian's request for a 7-day extension was denied by the police. Odisha Dibas Samaroh 2025 will be held at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The event is organized to mark the State Formation Day and pay tribute to the Founding Fathers for their invaluable contribution to the creation of the state. The theme of the event is Art, Culture, Heritage and Tourism. Odisha Government's Principal Resident Commissioner in New Delhi, Vishal Gagan, stated that the event will showcase the state's rich cultural heritage and traditions. He informed that over 2,000 people are expected to participate, with Union Ministers and the Chief Ministers of Odisha and Delhi also attending. The India Meteorological Department has forecast above normal maximum temperature over most parts of the country during April to June this year. However, the maximum temperature in some parts of peninsular India is likely to experience normal to below normal maximum temperature. This includes South Maharashtra, Kerala, Karnataka and some parts of Odisha, West Bengal and Jammu and Kashmir. In a virtual press conference, Director General of IMD Mrityunjay Mohapatra said, the minimum temperatures will also be above normal in most regions during this period. He said, India usually records 4 to 7 heat wave days from April to June. Dr. Mohapatra said the rainfall during April this year is most likely to be normal. In IPL cricket, hosts Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium last night. Earlier put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders were dismissed for just 116 runs in 16.2 overs following Ashwini Kumar's impressive bowling, who became the first Indian bowler to take 4 wickets on his IPL debut. In reply, Mumbai Indians comfortably chased down the target, losing only 2 wickets in 12.5 overs, riding on Ryan Rickleton's unbeaten 62 of 41 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.